Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Take Point 22 with Karen Arnold and myself. Anyway, we broadcast live all over the world, so come on over to the Trim Radio Network where you can shop, buy gifts, sport your favorite show. We'd love it to see you in our apparel. And I'll tell you what, everything goes, it is non-profit. That's what we are. So anything that we get, we just dump right back into the radio show or give out to others that are in need. Anyway, I'm going to make this quick. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. It's that simple. We'll show you what to do from there. Get you started. Maybe you want a radio career, you know, and hopefully this is a leapfrog for you. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not that necessary of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That song right there, the logical song, I'll tell you what, it's from Supertramp, covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we have a call in line, 803-866-1667. We just ask, no cussing, no swearing, if you decide to call in. We have got a lot of stuff going on, and here we are, month of December. This year has flown by. It's been painful for some, and I'll tell you what, and it's been pretty smooth for others. We'll see how this country starts to come out of the COVID pandemic, but we do have some things to talk about tonight, such as gain of function. And I have some interesting news for veterans out there that are facing foreclosure. If you were in the state of South Carolina or Maryland, and there are a few other states, there is help available to you. And we're going to tell you, for South Carolina, I'm going to tell you what you can do. And for Maryland, I believe that Karen, she will be joining me here shortly. She's a mom, so she's trying to get the kids all set and get them all in bed and do all that stuff. But she will be here. Ah, and speaking of which, there she is. She'll be coming on in just a second. Anyway, folks, if you live in the state of South Carolina and you are a veteran and you are facing foreclosure, you can get help. The South Carolina Homeowners Rescue Program. And the reason that I bring this up, a few veterans have faced this problem, and be it sickness, be it whatever, and they did a forbearance on their home loan and the VA guaranteed loan, and the service provider, in my case, I use Freedom Mortgage. They have been phenomenal until this last year where I was very disappointed in them, but they're trying to rectify it and brought me into the way of the light, so to speak, so that we could share this. But the South Carolina Homeowners Rescue Program does just that. It's a grant. It's not a loan, it's a grant, and it will cover the forbearance part. The problem that we had was that when we did this, it was due to surgery and sickness, and they may had it simple. The policy that was in place back then was, we'll just take it and tack it on to the end of the loan. And we were told that numerous times, multiple times, dates, times, who we spoke to, everything like that, ID numbers and everything. And, well, they weren't very forthcoming with us. And what turned out to be, later on, they wanted to do some kind of a modification, which then changes the interest rate. And I have a fantastic interest rate myself, 2.387. So I was very, very frustrated, which means that my loan would have went up and just a whole bunch of different factors would have come into play or come up with this lump sum. So anyway, they guided me into the directions of the South Carolina Homeowners Rescue Program, and you've got to meet the eligibility for it. It's you know, pretty straightforward and simple. They step in and give you a grant for that amount, and the loan stays the same, and you just resume your payments. Thank God for that. But there were hundreds of veterans that were out there facing the same problem, and it was frustrating to me because it seemed to me that being the home servicer, what happened was is that if the veteran did get foreclosed on or sent out into the street, then, okay, fine, it goes to courts and everything else. The home is then considered a loss or whatever. If they can't sell it right away, the loan is guaranteed. So now the VA steps in and says, hey, here it is. It's guaranteed. It's covered. The eligibility is then taking away from the veteran. So his benefit eligibility and everything else. Of course, until that debt's paid off or the home is sold, which is then flipped because it is improved or done necessary repairs and sold for a profit. So there's money to be made on that side. So they win and the veteran loses. Thank God for this grant because it evens the playing field. And it's a long process. Make sure that you get your paperwork in fast. Make sure that you have your VA eligibility information, everything else, tax returns, pay stubs, year to date. And by the way, if you're dealing with this specific company, they do not like totals on the bottom, report totals. They need year end to date. There's no law saying that. And they weren't honest about it, and we showed them over and over and over again, and they didn't accept it, which I thought was just a travesty of justice. However, on the bright side, the other company did, and that was good news for us. So it looks like that will work out fine. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I had surgery the day before Thanksgiving on my thumb, and they had a difficult time removing some bone. So you have a lot of nerves, and you have a big one running beside your thumb, and they've irritated that. So it's been a rather painful recovery. But I got out of the post-surgical, you know, big, huge mitt of a wrap and got into a splint today. But the doctor was moving it, so now my nerves, you know, I have pain going up my arm.
Oh, boy, what fun. I am glad that you're doing better and you're recovering.
You know, I am, but I have my right one done, and I had to do my left, and definitely the left is worse, like, so far as pain. It's a painful surgery to begin with, you know, but I figure by the end of January I'll be almost back to normal.
Is it a carpal tunnel? Is that what it is?
No, it's a trapezium bone in your hand, one of many. It's at the base of your thumb. And that had, due to arthritis, was bone on bone. So every time I moved my hand, my two bones were shifting back and forth.
Yeah, that's
so
not fun.
They took the bone out. It's a pretty straightforward surgery, but rather painful.
Yes, I could only imagine. Other than that,
I'm left.
Other than that, you're doing better?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Christmas. I had decorated my house before Christmas, you know, knowing I would be one-armed for the month of December. So now I'm just doing baking and gift buying and wrapping, and I love doing that. I love giving gifts.
Oh, yeah. That's the wonderful joy about Christmas. There's no question. Karen, real quick. I was explaining to everyone about the foreclosure problem that we're having with the veterans, and we found out how extensive it was. South Carolina Homeowners Rescue Program down here helps veterans, helps you save your home. Especially if you go into foreclosure, if you meet the criteria, and it's really not that hard of criteria to meet, but up by you in Maryland, who do you use?
They have a program up here called HAS, H-A-S, and there are multiple states that have this program, and it's from a federal grant, and from what I understand, it was part of the COVID recovery grant.
Right.
And you have to apply for it. And, you know, same as what you're doing in South Carolina, you have to, you know, apply. You have to have show proof of income. And when I was talking to one of the people that look over applications, we got to talking, and she said that the mortgage companies, you know, basically were given guidelines on how to help people with the COVID. The forbearance was one of the ways that they can help homeowners stay in their home. It wasn't very well thought out.
At all.
And she's like, it was one of those things where they had to get it out there. They got it out there. And then they just, you know, once it's unrolled out there for the public, then they were figured out how they were going to handle things. Well, so.
And listen, they weren't very forthcoming about it. So my suggestion to you is before you do a forbearance, before you do that, before if you're dealing with sickness, if you're dealing with a lot of things, yes, a forbearance will buy you time. But understand something. Make sure you know what policy is in place as far as the government is concerned, that it will still be available at the end. Otherwise, you're going to have to come up with a lump sum. And they, you know, this thing where they say they're going to tack it on at the end of the loan, Karen, you were told the same thing I was told. Was not true. It did not.
Right. I think that they had. I don't think they thought it out very well, and I don't think they were well prepared. And is that something that they should have been prepared? Yes, but it unrolled so fast. And there were no guidelines given when they had to unroll it. So they're kind of doing it on the fly, which is not how you handle people's homes and money.
No, and it's not.
But mortgage is not the mortgage company that, you know, that people are having difficulties with now.
Well, and, you know, and them being the servicer and everything, of course, they're going to say, and understand, you're still going to get letters and stuff like that all the way through. Even through the forbearance and everything. But make calls. Document it. Make sure you get ID numbers of who you talk to, what day, what time, what the conversation was. Be, you know, and that's one of the smart things that I did. You know, and of course, you know, thank God for the person that helped me at Freedom Mortgage. I don't want to give her name up, but she did definitely help me. And she knew, okay, they weren't very forthcoming. And but she said we're gonna give you a Christmas gift and we're gonna make this right, and by God she did so far. And but not everybody that is aware of it. So make sure that you look in your state. There is help. So especially if it's a high impacted, devastated state area or whatever with COVID, with hurricanes or anything else, there is help. But you do have to go and research it and go and find it. And be forward, you know, straightforward with the mortgage company and say, okay, what can I do now? Where's their help available? Be it HUD, be it whatever, but there are grants, and you definitely have to press them. So make sure that you do that, because it's very stressful. Listen, it's extremely stressful.
But I will have to say that Freedom Mortgage was very helpful.
On the tail end of it, they were on the tail end. Dealing with the regular people, no. When you called in normally, no, not helpful at all. And we're not telling us they were not being honest at that point. It wasn't until the tail end. When one of the vice presidents or whatever had actually called and personally talked to me and said, listen, I was given your name. It was by the modification team, and she helped me out. And I am so grateful and grateful to the supervisor, the one of the presidents that handles that end of it, because he's the one who gave my name to her. But, yeah, I was frustrated by that time, angry. And, you know, I'm like, I got to the point where I was like, listen, I just don't trust you. And she said, listen, we're going to earn it back. And they did. And it was through the South Carolina Homeowners Rescue Program. So if you're in South Carolina, you're a homeowner, you're a veteran, and, you know, you've done a forbearance and you're afraid you're going to lose your home, look into that program. I'm telling you, look into that program. You know, it's well worth it. It will save you a lot of stress. It will take the heartache out of this whole thing because it was very frustrating and everything. And as always, then, once you're off of it, you know, make your payments, make them on time, and do what you got to do, and everything will be fine. So hopefully it worked out good for you, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're like waiting for responses back. App services, but I was filling out the application, and it was a little confusing, some of the questions, because I wanted to submit everything the right, you know, correctly, to say, you know, so they don't have to send it back to me or just get shuffled to the bottom of the pack. And they were very, very helpful. I mean, I had to call them 4 times within a matter of like 20 minutes.
Right.
And they never were like, oh, geez, here she is. She's such an idiot. I mean, just very, very helpful, which I hate to say this. I was surprised.
You know what? I was too. And I'm going to tell you, I inundated them with paperwork, though. I mean, absolutely. If you have just the slightest thought that maybe, should I send this, should I not, they're not requesting it, send it. They've got a list of exactly how everything is, proof of ownership or whatever, the title. The mortgage company will handle that problem. They will submit to them if they work with them, and most of the mortgage companies do, from what I understand. Freedom Mortgage is a company that will work with them. And then they become extremely helpful because they don't want to see you lose your home. You know, not in today's time where we've got homes that are sitting on the market. And all of a sudden, the housing, this little bubble has burst. So, you know, inflation hit and everything else. And now we're at a percentage rates of, you know, like 6.5 or something like that. Well, that's a big jump from 2% to 6%.
Exactly.
So if you're in that spot, don't give up. Don't don't do a refi yet. Don't see if you can get the grant. Right. Yeah.
And don't wait until you have a foreclosure notice and they're starting the process of foreclosing.
Right.
Start this as soon as you think you may have a problem. That is hard for me to do. And I have to really push myself to handle things before, you know, it blows up.
Well, the thing that I had the problem was I was on top of it. Listen, even during that time that I was out, I'm like, okay, how's everything going? Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Dates, times, who I talk to, everything. You know, I made sure. I have a drawer full of just documents and everything else, who I talk to, when I talk to them. And it was frustrating because I kept getting told this. And then I got this paper and I call them on it. Okay, why am I getting this? Well, that's just, you know, SOP, standard operating procedure. And, you know, then she's like, well, we sent you a notice on this time. And I'm like, okay, I asked about this notice. This is who I talked to. This was the ID number. And this is what I was told. Let's go to the recording. You know, I mean, and that's how organized I was. And you know, of course, I was getting more and more frustrated all the way through. But, you know, now it's, I looked online and got my approval on that. So, you know, hopefully everything, I got my approval on it. And they were fast. They were fast and they were very efficient. So God bless them. Thank you so much to the South Carolina's Homeowners Rescue. And I can't say that enough because you know, and like I said, I inundated them with paperwork too, but they saw it and they said, yeah, okay, this guy meets it. He's on top of it. He turned in everything. It was one day and I made sure I had paychecks all the way back from 6 months ago, all the way forward. And that's what I did with taxes and everything, but make sure that you get all the paperwork, every single thing. So keep all your documents. That's all I can tell you. Keep everything. If they send a letter to you, keep it. Make sure that you hang on to it. That's what I did. And thank God I did. That was my saving grace. but I know there's veterans out there
that need all this, like, you know, saving paperwork. That was so big. I can remember my parents telling me, don't throw anything away.
Nope.
I had boxes and boxes of paper. And you still need it today, whether you got a computer or not.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have everything scanned in on the computer. And that was one of the things that I did, was make sure that I had it scanned in and have a hard copy, so that if they say, okay, we need, you know, we didn't get this uploaded. But, it was frustrating. And, of course, the VA wasn't making sure, and I blame the VA on this one. They had the policy in place, and if you change the policy, then you grandfather those people in that you promised that to. But see, they quit doing that. They were losing money.
yeah.
Everybody's losing money because of COVID. I've watched businesses go under. I've watched people out of work. Now they can't get people into work because nobody wants to work anymore. It's crazy. But if you do that, if you promise something, by God, you do it. And that's it. I mean, it's just that simple. And of course, over the phone, they'll put you right on a forbearance, right on over the phone. No paperwork needed. And doing this, trying to correct everything now, is a ton of paperwork. So it is very frustrating. It's scary. And it's got to be scary for a lot of veterans. So that's why I'm saying, if you're in South Carolina, if you're in Maryland, if you're in North Carolina, definitely take a look. See what your state offers that's government funded. And take a look at it, because it'll save you a lot of sleepless nights. Well, I'm glad yours is working out.
Well, I don't know yet. I mean, it could not, because I haven't gotten word back yet on my CAS application, but come January, I'm going to just continue making my payments, so I'm not behind.
Yep.
And they said that you can do that. So whether or not I have a decision, you know, your payment, with your payment, or payments are due to start up, start making those payments.
Absolutely. And usually... The mortgage company, Freedom Mortgage, said that they'll place the foreclosure part on hold while they're waiting from the assistance waiting for the check and everything. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. So, we'll go from there. And whew, I was just glad it was over with, I got to tell you. And I'll check on it again tonight after the show and double check. But what has led up to this, to where all these veterans are in trouble? And understand, there's a lot of veterans that are in trouble. And the COVID has wreaked havoc on this country. And before you go on out, before you go on out and you start vaccinating again and everything, I want you to know that now this new variant they're talking about spreads even faster. And some of the treatments that they have are not working for it. So, I'm done with all of it at this point. At some point, we got to try to let what little I have for immunity, try to figure it out. But I'm not going to go through this anymore, because after reading so much about it and Fauci and gain of function, do you know what that is, Karen?
No.
Gain of function is where they take a pathogen, a virus, or, diseases and everything else. And it's what they do is they basically try to figure out, they can basically figure out how to enhance them. It's supposed to be for medical to help, to try to prevent. But you can choose specific things that it can attack, like maybe people, and how it can be enhanced and everything else. And they figured this out with COVID. and it had been going on since 2021. And of course, the EcoHealth, that lab, they absolutely had a couple of people that then started to squeal. And after all the denial of gain of function, then he finally said, okay, well, we had gain of function, but we didn't use it in a bad way. Well, if you're doing that and you're doing it in the lab and the people don't realize that we paid for this in Wuhan, and I put up the argument, as a matter of fact, last night during Bare Knuckles, but it happened. So how it leaked is now going to be the next question. So
next question, this should have been answered.
Yeah, but it's not. And I think that there's going to be a full investigation to it. There's people that worked at the lab or that had that were at the other labs. And I'll tell you what, it is going to come out. It is going to come out. And we're going to learn all about gain of function and what the American people didn't know. So before you go believing, so many people think, oh, it's a virus and everything. Well, we've heard it been called a virus. We've heard it been called a disease. We've heard it. I don't care what you call it. It's responsible for over 4 to 5 million deaths worldwide. Okay? Whatever it is, it's bad. For me, I look at it and I say bioweapon. They were playing around with something. It leaked. How it leaked, I don't know. Was it on purpose? Was it intentional? Or was it just a simple mistake? All are very plausible things that could have happened. Doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, it did. But I'm not buying the bat rat chicken soup. I'm sorry. I'm not falling for that. COVID-2 has been around for a long, long time. They were playing with it. They were doing gain of function on it. And then we had this, COVID-19. They owe answers. They owe answers to the American public. They owe answers to a lot of people. There were a lot of people that passed away. And a lot of people that became sick. And then
it's not the fact that, yes, a lot of people passed away. And I think that that's absolutely horrible. But what I find as being inhumane, and I think someone needs to answer for it, is that all people, the people's loved ones passed away with no family with them. By themselves, I missed out on a year of my mom's life.
Absolutely. To give everyone an exact, to give everyone an exact, you're going to love this. Let's talk about exactly what is gain of function. In medical research that generally alters an organism in a way that may enhance the biological functions of gene products. This may include an altered pathogens, how it's transmitted, host range, i.e., types of hosts that a microorganism can infect. The research is intended to reveal targets to better predict emerging infectious diseases. You get this? Let's read it again. This research is intended to reveal targets to better predict emerging infectious diseases and to develop vaccines and therapeutics. For example, influenza B can only infect humans and harbor, and harbor seals. It's considered gain of function. I am telling you, these guys played with this stuff. They now admit it. It's under Dirk. You understand that they're supposed to be doing the oversight on this. Dirk is dual use research of concern, and it's a committee, okay? And to migrate these risks while allowing the benefits of such research, various governments have mandated that Dirk experiments be regulated under additional oversight by institutions, so-called institutions, Dirk committees, and government agencies such as NIH. We already know NIH was involved with Wuhan Lab. We already knew. But to sit there and experiment, to me, This thing can be used for a lot of bad things. Now, that's on the Wikipedia, by the way, the free encyclopedia. So understand that that is exactly what gain of function is. Absolutely terrible. And the research is intended to reveal targets. When you put down to reveal targets, that's human beings, that's whatever, to better predict emerging infectious diseases. You're basically testing something, enhancing it to see how it could infect somebody else. So if you had COVID-2 and you turn it into COVID-19, well, there you go.
Right.
You can draw your own conclusions on that way.
But, you know, I've maintained this since it first came out and was poo-pooed, you know, as were a lot of other people. You know, I would be, for the first month that we were on lockdown, it seemed like that was all I could do all day is look at every hour to see what changed, you know. And I got played into that because then you start panicking. And, you know, I had always maintained it just seems like it doesn't make sense to me. What they're saying doesn't make sense. They're choosing a vaccine that has not been tested.
Oh, I won't take it.
Like, it just didn't make sense.
Because they didn't test it on human jet, this last one. And then they want to tell you that it's effective. BS. How do you know that? But here was one of the disagreements. The Wuhan lab and the gain of function disagreement by Lori Robertson, posted May 21st, 2021. The disagreement between Republican Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci has put $600,000 of U.S. grant money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology back into the spotlight for gain-of-function research. We know he's been talking to him. We knew that we had colleges and stuff talking about that before. And NIH awarded a grant to the U.S.-based EcoHealth Alliance. And that's where I said, this guy just, he is asking, you know, for a full investigation. And he's going to snitch. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad that he is. And everyone's like, well, you know, he's going to sit there and turn the tables and stuff. But here's the thing. He was so high up in it. And he just said, no, this just isn't right. So he is. We already know SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes the disease. Here we go. The disease. Not a virus. A disease. And it's right here. And if you look at this and you look at the terminology, and again, you can look up the article, The Wuhan Lab and Gain of Function Disagreement by Lori Robertson, posted on May 21st, 2021, updated on July 1st, 2021. I'm going to tell you now, and it was SciCheck's COVID-19 Vaccination Project, factcheck.org. Factcheck.org. Okay, so when they tell you, oh, well, you know, it's not fact checked. Yes, it is. It's got it right on the top, factcheck.org, right there. And then even wants a donation for it. I was like, you people. But at the issue is whether the National Institutes of Health funded research on bat coronaviruses that could have caused a pathogen to become more infectious to humans. And separately, if SARS-CoV-2, the virus, listen to the wording, if SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes the disease, COVID-19, transferred naturally from bats to humans, possibly through an intermediate host animal, or if a virus, a naturally occurring one, or a lab-enhanced one, was accidentally released from the Wuhan lab. And there's difference, there are a lot of unknown speculations and differences of opinion on these topics.
This is a good book that I am going to be reading myself. And I thought then we could maybe get a guest on, maybe the author and co-author to talk about. It's a book is called 5GW. That is the Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. And it talks about PSYOPs.
Oh, yeah.
And how it's being on you, it's being used and on us and has been used on us for the last several years. And I've written and seen little blurbs about it. And it's extremely, I'm really looking forward to reading it because things are going to start clicking about how things are, you know, how we, the American people are being played.
Oh, we are being played. I mean... I think we're being played so much, and there's been so much lying and everything else. EcoHealth, I just want you to know, in 2019, the project was renewed for another 5 years. It had already been going on since 2014. The NIH awarded a grant to the U.S.-based EcoHealth Alliance to the study of the risk of the future emergence of coronaviruses from bats. In 2019, the project was renewed for another 5 years, but it was canceled in April 2020, 3 months after the first case of coronavirus was confirmed in the U.S. I got news for them. Coronavirus was discovered. If you remember, Trump wanted to shut down any travel over from China January 31st. And remember, he was called a xenophobe by Biden.
Yeah.
And he was called all kinds of names by everybody else. And then they're saying the first one was discovered in April. Bull. It was all over. It was jumping all over by that time. Things were already shutting down. My work already shut down. My work was so, this thing was so bad by that point, I was already off of work by March 17th. And I can verify that. Yeah, March 17th. Yeah, I was out of work. Listen, they're not telling us the truth. And we know what gain of function is now. And they were playing with these viruses to see. And I mean, over here too, to see. I mean, both viruses are thought to have started in bats and then transferred into humans through intermediate animals, civets, raccoons, dogs, in the case of SARS, and camels, in the case of MERS. I'm going to tell you something. But this is what they do. They try to see where else they can get it to go into, you know, and then they want to say, well, we're doing that so that we know how to fight it. Well, if you're enhancing it, you know.
Exactly. Do you think that the results and everything that's happened since 2020, 2019/2020, do you feel like had it not been an election year, it would have ended up, we would have different circumstances now?
Yes and no. I mean, don't get me wrong. Here's the thing. And I said this last night. We had a president that probably wanted to do the right thing, but he was like a little kid. He just couldn't keep quiet. And he'd exaggerate. So he wasn't telling the truth. It was just exaggerations. He was telling the truth, but in his perspective, it was way worse than what it was. You know what I'm saying? And I think that kind of hurt his credibility, and he made fun of people, and that wasn't good. But he's not a politician. But you still can't do that. A normal person is not going to do that. And
right.
That's where I had a problem with him. And had he not done that at all and kept his mouth shut, would he have been elected president again? Yes. Had he not done, you know, the little zany things that he was doing? Absolutely. Do I think that the elections were questionable? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen it before, but and we're finding out how some of these things didn't work, and you know, it's going through courts and everything else. But I'm going to tell you, yeah, there's a lot of questionable things. Anytime there's anything to question, you could bet your bottom dollar there's something to it. And, you know, as to how extensive it was, I don't know. I mean, I'm, you know, not one of those people that's, a canvas for taking in the balance and counting them and certifying and stuff like that. So a lot of things, definitely. So we have down here, and just to tell you this, the U.S. intelligence community said in April 2020 statement that it concurs with the wide scientific consensus, was not man-made or genetically modified. Well, we know that's a lie, because we had gain of function, and now that's admitted. And Fauci himself said, yes, there was gain of function with it. So we know that that's true. So that's a lie. So... you know, it's going to rigorously examine emerging information on the intelligence to determine whether the outbreak began through contact with an infected animal or if it was a result of an accident at the laboratory in Wuhan. So,
well, if you remember before COVID, the year before COVID, kind of had a lot of political unhappiness.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With its, and they were protesting, and it wasn't just a couple of people protesting. I think that China was very concerned about that. They needed a way for people not to be out protesting, because what they were doing wasn't working, and they were on, you know, every news site. The whole world is watching.
Where'd they go?
What a better way.
Yeah, what a better
way. What a better way to, like, squash the little guy.
Where'd they go? You never heard anything. Nobody asked any questions about that. I was the only one that was sitting. I was asking these questions, and I said, where did the protesters go? What happened to them? It just became, what are you talking about? And that's what it's become. And I think that there's more to this. Is it population control? Is it that's a question that I'm asking myself now. Why unleash this thing? You know, if it was an accident, it's one thing. But admit it. Otherwise...
Right, admit it so you can get in front of the eight ball. There's so many questions, even from the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
If you have the antiviral drug that I took when I had COVID, I went in and had a 30-minute IV infusion, literally was in there with like 102 fever, and I left there. My temperature was normal.
What did you
I
take?
I was wiped out weak, but I had like no symptoms, and the very little that I did, you know, feel like a little achy, that went away. Was that not used widely?
That's a good question.
They get away with it.
What did you take? Do you remember? Was it ivermectin? Was it, you know, hydroxychloroquine?
It was ivermectin.
Paxlovid?
No. Gosh, now I can't remember.
Everybody said the same thing. It was working.
It was a very common one. And, but then, you know, after I had it and literally my symptoms just disappeared, why were we not using it? Why did so many people die if we had something, even if it was experimental? If I'm dying, I don't care if it's experimental or not, give it to me. Why did so many people end up dying if this was out there? And then the president of the United States says, no, we're not going to be able to use that anymore.
Yeah, I think there's more to all of it. There's got to be a lot of questions. They need an investigation. They do. They need to have a
full... Do you think Fauci investigated criminally?
Oh, absolutely. Because nobody wants to come forth and say it's an accident. If you're going to deny it and, you know, plausibility of it and everything, then it becomes criminal. Because the bottom line is you had gain of function. We know that that's true. That's the key. Gain of function is the key to this. Because it's an enhancement. It's an enhancement of it to see, okay, how can we get this thing to do other things that we want to infect? We can, you know, choose targets, other organisms, you know, and everything else, and pathogens or whatever. You're enhancing it. The second that you're doing that, it's considered a bioweapon, and it's a level 4 lab. If you have a level 4 lab, then your intention is, how can this be used at a different point in time if we need to in war or something else? So now, yeah, it criminally, absolutely. I don't think that there's another way to go until somebody steps up and says, okay, we screwed up, it got leaked. And at this point, if somebody steps up and does that, then I really want it to be looked at criminally, because I'm going to be like, why didn't you say this before? You had 3 years. Why didn't you say this? Matter of fact, you had more than that. They had been working on it all the way back since 2014. So you've had 8 years. You knew the potential. You got funds.
We're in dirty with them. He's making a profit in all facets of COVID-19.
That just shows motive. That's all. If you're making a profit off of it, it's motive. You did it for money. So yes, criminally, without a doubt in my mind. Well, listen, folks, we're wrapping this up. Karen, are we going to be on next week?
Absolutely. We welcome people to call in. You can message us. I know this time of year is, you know, not always an easy time of year for people, and we're here 24/7.
Absolutely. And veterans, like we said, you know, Karen's in her area. She can tell you there is, you know, help available. So if you're struggling with foreclosure or something else, you have got to reach out. If you need questions asked, I do have some contacts and stuff like that. That she did ask me to spread the word for this. So I am doing exactly as she asked me right here on the radio. And just take a deep breath and let it play out. But you've got to put in the work. So if you need any questions answered, just contact us, message us. But if you're dealing with Freedom Mortgage, I can tell you this, definitely let us know. We'll put you in contact with somebody there. And with the South Carolina Homeowners Rescue Program, for sure. So, you know, it's got some criteria you got to meet and everything like that, but I can tell you for South Carolina, and that's only good until the money's gone. So don't play around and wait with this thing and bury your head in the sand like an ostrich. The bottom line is, you want help, then you've got to go after it. Nobody's going to do it for you. I promise you nobody's going to do it for you. So put in the effort for it. We'll help you as best as we can. Anyway, Karen, thank you for joining again tonight. I'm glad that you're feeling better. And we're going to start talking some Christmas stuff. We're going to get away from all politics and all the bad stuff. And let's start getting on to the good stuff and, you know, spreading the good word. Remember what Christmas means and everything else. It's time to do that. But we will keep you updated with the, you know, homeowners and stuff like that as far as the mortgage company and everything. Anyway, folks, thank you for joining us. Karen, final thoughts?
Keep your head up. Tomorrow's a new day.
You know what they say. You know what they say, Karen, as we're getting out of here. And thank you all for tuning in to Trim Radio Network. Here's what they say.
Carry on, my wayward son.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be peace when you are done.
Bye, Karen.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Cry no more.